Hello, 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 guys. I'm back again. As promised, I've got more content for you. So welcome to another episode, Tables Unturned. And today we're going to be talking about, are we too woke? This is a topic that has been quite of interest to me for quite some time. And I feel like we portray ourselves as being woke. We are very sensitive about each other. We are eager to call each other out on our mistakes or on our bullshit. But it gets to a point where you gotta ask yourself, are we too woke? Are we overdoing this? Are we oversensitive? And today I've got some guests in the building who are going to help me bring out the elements to this topic, or who are going to help me see if we are too woke or not. And the first topic we're going to be discussing is on feminism. So stay tuned. I'm going to let them introduce themselves. Thank you.
Hey guys, my name is Ro, the second half of Kai and Ro. I'm a vlogger, a student, a business person, and I'm here today on Tables Unturned, and we are going to be discussing a topic about wokeness and trying to answer the question, or rather talk about the question, are we too woke? Join me for this interesting conversation and let's see how things go.
Hey beautiful people, I'm Paul and I'm more than excited to be here to exchange information and ideas on our podcast today. Yeah, so get ready, get your popcorn, get your tea and let's get into it. Yeah, I hope you enjoy and yeah, I hope you learn a lot.
So feminism.
Do you think feminism is a good counter? Like, I'm not on principle opposed to feminism. It's not the, like, because sometimes I tend to come across like I'm a woman hater or something.
Yeah, I mean, if you've seen his Twitter, you know. Anyway.
So I feel like for equality's sake, things that happen on the man's side should happen on the woman's side. But it comes with nuances. Everything in this world is so nuanced. There's such grays between the blacks and whites.
Yeah.
So you can't really have a hardline stance on things, because if you do, that means you're going to etch out the humanity of it, because humanity is gray. It's never black and white. Let me explain.
Why are you looking at him like
that? Like, kill me. No, 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 say your point. Ask the question.
It's because, you know, I was thinking, literally. Like, as when you said humanity is grey, me, my mind, or read that sentence, it's like humanity is not grey. Humanity is colorful.
No, I meant, you know, like, that. It's,
yeah,
not
I
black and white.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay. That's what I was like, so black and white, I was like, grey, and I was like, oh. Or not for me, I was like, it's not grey.
Yeah.
Like, there's color.
Yeah, there's nuance.
There's exactly, yeah, there's different colors and different variations and many and whatever.
Yeah, because if you say you're one thing, there's always an edge of that thing. Like, you have to pull yourself back, otherwise you'll be extremist. That's why, like, third wave feminism is considered extremist. And also patriarchy is considered extremist, which is still a valid point, but the whole abolish patriarchy and all that tends to trigger me, because I don't want to feel like I'm being abolished just because I'm a man, and I'm not the type of man who may want to abolish, because I don't feel like I step on people's rights.
Yeah, but then you see now, it shouldn't trigger you, because the rage, let me say, the rage is coming from feminism. It's the same rage, okay? I can't say it's the same rage, but then I feel like it's the same rage that's like, you know, like, fuck the police. You know, it's the same rage that's from there. That's why it's like, we're so angry at our government, we want to fight. So it's like, we're so, like, for women, they're so angry at, like, society, making them feel like they're less than, making them feel like they don't deserve, like, just as good of a life as their male counterparts, just because they're born women. It doesn't make sense. So now it's like, now in this current day and age, it's coming to a place where it's like, we're tired, so you're going to listen to us if you like what we say or not. You have to listen to us, and I respect that, because it's a way of saying, like, this is my voice,
you're going to
hear it.
Yeah.
I'm a woman, hear me roar, you know. So yeah.
But then again, I wouldn't blame the men because of how we are raised. Like, me personally, there are some comments my mom usually gives me and I'm like, really, are we still in the those ages? Like, she would tell me, you as a man, you're not supposed to be moody. You as a man, you're not supposed to be this and that. You're not supposed to cry. You're supposed to be there for your sister. You're supposed to protect your sister. And I'm like,
you don't protect me,
bro. Like,
like, soft life.
Why? Okay, I don't want to be soft or anything, but surely, so can you be evil? What do you expect? How do you expect I'll behave towards women? See, I'll be that way.
I'll start being dominant. Because even the women, there's something about toxic masculinity that comes from women.
Exactly.
Because women hate wimps to start with.
So exactly.
A woman doesn't want a man who's not assertive. Mm-hmm. In as much as they're talking about the whole equal rights and things, women will also not want a man who can't provide for them. Mm. They don't want a man who... Basically, all women want an alpha male. And that is not nature.
Okay.
In nature, no, is alphas and betas.
I really beg to differ. Uh-huh. I really beg to differ. Because, you know, I don't know, the more we think like this, it's like when you've said, when Chris, you've said about your mom telling you that, it doesn't mean now that since your mom is telling you that you shouldn't cry, that you shouldn't cry. Mm. I mean, how many times have I been told, like, don't go out of the house, and you're still going to go out of the house, mm-hmm. because you want to go out of the house. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you have to find out who you are. Mm-hmm. Are you a crier? Are you not a crier? I mean,
what are you,
you know, are you emotional? Are you not emotional? Yeah. Because, no, like, personally, we have a group of men we call alpha male. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's like, they're known to be like this, very little emotions, like all
hypermasculine.
Yeah, hypermasculine people. And personally, there's some people who I respect are like that, because that's who they are, and that's who, like, they own it, and may respect.
But don't you think they were kind of brought up that way?
No, but then you see, for me, it's like, as in, you can tell when someone is, you can tell, because they are very macho. Let me give an example of who's like a really macho person in the media who's not problematic. Who's someone who's really
Someone like The Rock.
Okay, not The Rock, let's say someone like let's say someone like The Rock, you know.
The Rock is
really macho, you know, like he's really masculine and macho and all that. But then he's not afraid to show off his soft side. Yeah. He's not afraid to show that like he can make funny jokes and he can be cute and giggly and you can make funny faces, you know. Mm-hmm. But then there comes this, like, this men who think that now since I should be alpha, you know, as in
the African men,
that I should force it out on everyone else. Mm-hmm. I mean, The Rock isn't forcing his alphaness on anyone. That's him. That's just who he is. But then now we have these people who think that being alpha means now you inflict it on everyone else. Yeah, like Americs. Mm-hmm. Imagine if I thought Americs was like America, and then it's like short form like American and Americs. Some shady blogger who's
trying to make men, I don't know what, masculine
Saturdays, I'm out of it. It was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. That's all I know, because there is no mold for what a man should be.
Yeah.
The same way there's no mold for what a woman should be.
Yeah, so that's what I said. Yeah.
A woman should be a housewife or submissive. Mm. People come in different shades. There's women who are super alpha. Like, that woman will drive the bus.
Oriero Gomanduli.
Yes.
Rest her soul.
Yes.
Rest her soul.
Yeah.
We remember her fighting on TV.
Powerful.
Come on.
Safari rally.
Exactly.
And then on the flip side was a 70s. Beauty queen.
Thank you.
In the 70s. I mean, she did everything.
She owned who she was, and she didn't have to, you know, as in she didn't have to as in hurt anyone.
Yeah, she was the way. Just herself.
She was just herself. So you see, when someone, that's how it's going, like when someone, this alpha men who think, like, I may respect the ones who are alpha men, and they respect everyone else to see that I don't have to
push my
alpha on you. Mm-hmm. But then we have the other category of alpha men, I'm using air quotes, who are like, as in they think, like, since now apparently society told me I should be an alpha male, now I should talk to women however I want. It's like, nah, man, as in that's not an alpha, man. That's you're not an alpha. You're I know. Like, get out, leave the room.
Just I don't know, because identity is very important for people to kind of, you need to know who you are, and identities are not identical just because the word is
identity.
Yeah.
Because everyone comes different. That's why I'm dark, you're light. Mm. I'm thick, you're thin. You know, things like that. So you cannot assume that people fit into a mold. There's nothing like a man mold or a female mold. The only thing that makes you a man is maybe genitalia or...
Actually, it's genitalia.
Because there's all manner of people in between.
Today we have so many genders.
Yeah. There's those, all those new genders that have come up. And you cannot invalidate their experience. You cannot... In as much as you don't understand it, you cannot negate it. Because... Yeah. People have come from different experiences. Their life is different. Mm-hmm. So nobody should be expected to be like another person or like, you know, this conformity is something that should not exist in a world as colorful as ours.
Yeah, exactly. And you see, that's one of the angle points for feminism. Feminism is like, it's like, as in the time to break this mold that a girl is expected to be this meek, humble girl who, if you walk,
see,
you walk through the
hand.
Door, she kneels down and then she's like, "Bwanangu, do you need, you know, ubekula, niwashe miguu, you know?" I think, come on, come on. If I see any of my friends doing that, I'm just going to like, please, as in,
on the flip side, there are women who like that.
And the women who like that.
And it's okay.
And it's okay.
Yeah.
So this new age of feminism is like, you just have to create a voice that like, there's more of us who exist.
Yeah.
And we want our voices heard. Mm. And we're not going to allow...
There's
like,
also the risk of being, if you're hyper-feminist, I guess, you'll end up being alone. Because... men are afraid of alpha women, let's say.
And let me tell you, and who cares if men are afraid of alpha women?
No, it's not about that. I'm just trying to say there is a danger of being extra. Because, like, see, like, for women, like, say, I don't know if that's our experience, but from the outside looking in, women like Sheila Moniga, women like Caroline Mutoko, are too powerful for just a normal man to. They need someone who's either at par or slightly above them so that they can feel challenged, you know?
Yeah.
So the alpha woman who has come into existence as well, now that there's so many opportunities and they're equal. But then Makatilili was like a rarity back then.
Yeah.
There are not as many. There was Queen Amanerini, there was Queen Zenga and all that. But there were rarities back then. So now that it is almost permissible for you to be a boss woman, to be a wife, to be a
boss
mother,
bitch.
To be all these things, then it brings up the question of, will a man, a normal man, for example, who is not alpha or whatever, feel comfortable being under the wing of an alpha woman? So I feel like that's a tricky place to be from, because it's out of comfort, but it has happened before, and it should be easier for it's okay. Society does not allow men to be that way, but it happens. I feel like I'm going around in circles, but I think you get my point.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. Personally, I'm so sorry for doing this, but then I like to negate your point from the beginning.
Let's hear it.
When you just said something, you said that women, like strong alpha women, would not find anyone who's going to match. You know, that kind of thinking is actually what is ruining our society, because. If there's a woman who's like that, you're telling her, lower yourself a little bit.
To get a man.
No,
that's
not what I'm saying. Wait. Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. But then, like, if there's a woman, like, I have a friend who's, she has the mind of a man. Mm-hmm. Like, in general, she has the mind of a man. Mm-hmm. But then, I always tell her, like, don't be afraid. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, you don't, as in, yes, I know we all want to have a special someone and we all want to find the romantic love and romantic connection or whatever. But then, if you're someone at like Girl Metoka, she's so dominant and she's so like alpha that it's going to be hard for her to find someone. It's like you're just telling her, like, just calm down to some level and then you can meet people. And that's ruining. Yeah, I know it's true. Like, you should calm down, but then it's ruining who she is as a person. Because what Tiff, her purpose in life, she wasn't meant to come down to your level. She was meant to go, like...
And that's what I'm saying.
You know, like Rihanna. Yeah. Rihanna can't be kept. Come on.
Such women need someone who's at their level or higher so that they can play.
Not even need and someone who's at their level. Such women, what they need support. They need us as a society to support them, to like for them to feel comfortable enough to... And to like let go of to reach their maximum potential, you know.
Which I kind of feel whole, we do.
Yeah, we do.
See, Rihanna's
we don't kind of do because what you just said.
Caroline is successful. Like, Sheila is successful. The question here is, and what we are running away from is: is a powerful woman a threat to a man?
I think she is. I think she is. Let me explain why you're looking at me funny. I think she is because any normal man
wants to be the head. Wants to be the head.
Wants to be, you know, in charge. But then when we have this powerful woman, and which is not wrong, it is okay. That man will feel kind of emasculated, which is usually frowned upon, especially in the African setting. You know, an emasculated man. You're not, you know. People start, you know, blaming you, you're not man enough, how could you not, you know, tame her or whatever. You know the kind of things that society will say. So when you come to think of it as a man, you kind of try to, you know, back away from this.
You want a woman you can subdue.
Exactly. And it's not like it's not our fault. As bad as it sounds, as problematic as it sounds, it is the reality of things.
And that is why men are told to marry a younger woman.
Yeah, and you say that's where now the question comes, are we to walk?
Yes.
Because it's like, for me, that kind of thinking, it's like, are you really walk? Because you're still excusing the lives that our parents and grandparents lived, you know. And then if you continue to think like that, you're going to inflict that on the future. And then you're still going to have this generation where we think that for a man you have to find someone who's less powerful than you so that you can control. But then what if you can just make everyone feel like we should allow women to be themselves. And if you actually love her and you know, like if you love her and you're comfortable enough to be with her, you shouldn't care whatever anyone says, whatever anyone thinks. Because if you think like, if you say ati, that's reality, that now since you're going to be laughed at by your friends and like, or your relatives are going to make fun of you because unakaliwa chapo, you know, unakaliwa nyumbani, you know, they see you there like ati unilemza nakaliwa na bibi yake. So it's like, we're not going to go anywhere. And you yourself, you're going to miss a very good chance. You're going to miss the golden chance. Because you know, it's like, what if he loved her? Like, what if this is what the love of your life, you know? And then you're missing that love because you're scared of what your friends are going to say at Unakaliwa. So it's like, we shouldn't entertain such kind of thinking. And that's why I support this radical feminism, because it comes from a place of, you know, I support radical feminism.
What?
Hands high.
What?
Yes, because you're coming from a place of, that's like, as in, do you know we are born to die? Literally, the sun is going to explode in like 5 million years or whatever. But then, it's like, as in, to Taisha. So why should we keep quiet? Or like, why should you act like you don't want to marry this woman because she's too alpha, just because you're scared of her dominance or her domineering nature?
That really, some men can do it, like, Margaret Thatcher's husband could do it. Madeleine Albright's husband could do it.
ASAP Rocky, shout out.
Queen's husband.
ASAP Rocky is doing it.
And the Prince Philip would do it.
Prince Albert did it. So it's not that it's a rarity, but especially in the African setting, a man who's cowed by a woman is really looked.
But you don't get what I'm saying. No, I'm saying, if you continue entertaining that kind of thought, that is where the issue comes in. Because the more you entertain it, the more you think about it. The more you think about it, the more that's it. Like, that's how you think should happen. And you tell your friends that, like, ona huyu anakaliwa na bibi yake, you know, that's how you see, now, it's going to become how you think and how you share your
it also comes back
shit,
to
so.
Then we have to change how we raise our children.
Exactly. Yeah, but then
and
we
how
can
do
just
you do that.
We can just with touch with our children.
Africans who their basic meaning is pass on tradition.
But then you see, we can't just start with our children. Because right now, let's say, me personally don't have a child and I'm not waiting to get one in there anytime soon. No judgment, no judgment.
Yeah. Yeah. Sheriff, right?
But then, change with yourself. That's why I'm saying, like for me personally, I don't entertain, like my mind is going to think a certain way and then I'll just be like, no, don't think like that. I don't want to become that kind of person who thinks at now because I think that pink is for girls. That like if I see if I see a boy wearing pink, I'm going to be like, look at the boy is wearing pink, you know.
Yeah,
so it's
yeah.
like I can't entertain such thoughts because it's going to manifest into my real life. So I can't. That's what I'm saying. Don't allow yourself to think like that. Like at excuses like, you know, in African societies, fuck it. We're not in African cities right now.
Yes, we are.
you as a person. Yeah, you as a person. So,
because this is the same society. Like you know, I was coming out with that. I remember I had like, I came out there. Like, no, I won't go too far with it because people are gonna look at me funny. And it's not that I'm wearing like kitamba to maybe feminize myself or anything. I was just covering my dreads because I felt like I'm not. Laid them up and I needed to just, you know, just be casual about it. But I did that before, like the time I walked from here to Uko in the United Center, and people are looking at me sort of one, like especially the older generation couldn't figure out, oh my god, that person has a kikamba. Oh my god.
Yeah,
and I'm like, literally, it's not what you think, it's just a piece of cloth, there's nothing to it. I'm just covering my dreads.
Yeah.
So things like that are hard to change. Things like
there's actually something you said about radical feminism. You support radical feminism. I believe there's a fine line between feminism and radical feminism.
I feel there's a fine line. Radical feminism.
I support feminism. What I don't support is radical feminism. You find a lady, unaenda kumfungulia mlango, and she's all bitter about you opening a door for her, and you're just being polite. You're not being condescending, or you're not. I don't know what
shooting
what
a shot.
I'm not even shooting my shot.
That
I'm just, you know, being polite.
Yeah. Especially ladies think that when you show them attention, you're shooting your shot.
Exactly.
Any form of attention.
And those are the ladies who get radical, and they end up alone, they are bitter and lonely.
And they'll die with their cats.
So those are the people that we don't, you know, we are trying to. I don't know how to put it.
Radical feminism, anything that has the word radical in front of it is not,
it's too extremist.
Not a topic, because it's like saying radical patriarchy and trying to defend it. Patriarchy in of itself has demerits and merits. Because as of social structure, there's something about society and social structure. If we, the way, now feminism has deconstructed social structure. So usually people are resistant to change, because now if you tell husbands to stay at home and look after the kids and the wives to go to work, it might work for some people, it doesn't work for other people. And especially like us Africans, we believe that men should be the head no matter what. Like a man who can't provide, you've seen it everywhere, even go on Tuku and find so many women who are being beaten by their husbands because the husbands, and the wife, they couldn't leave, especially the women in abusive relationships, why they don't leave those abusive relationships, is because they've been socialized to look towards the man to get them what they need. Like, oh, like I was watching this story of this lady who was saying she stayed in the marriage because she had been told her husband that she couldn't work. And now because she couldn't work, the only way to get food for her kids and all that is to take the beatings, to take the being thrown out, take the being poured on cold water and all this.
But yet so, you want to tell me that we shouldn't have radical feminism?
No.
We should have feminism, but not
radical. Not
radical
feminism.
Because
radical feminism would mean that man should also be done for the same
said.
Thing. Yes. That means that even now women should be able to do that to the men. And that, is that a solution?
I don't think you understand what feminism means. Feminism, I'm sure even like,
no, say radical feminism, because we are not talking about,
okay,
feminism.
So no, let me start from feminism. Let me start from feminism. I think you have this idea that feminism means like equal opportunity, like equal, like men and women are equal.
But
I feel like that's
what
you say.
Yeah,
no, men and women will never be equal. They shouldn't be equal, as in.
Is that what the premise of the thing is?
No, they just want equal treatment. But then, men and women are not. There's a reason why I'm a man and a woman.
Yes.
There's a reason why I have this and you have that.
Good.
You know, like, yeah, there's a reason. We shouldn't be equal. And yeah, I mean, it's there. It's given.
It's,
you know,
inherent.
But then now, the feminism now, it comes. For me, how I understand feminism, like how I've seen on the media and how I've seen, like there's this lady, what's her name? Emma for Harry Potter.
Emma Roberts.
No, for Harry Potter.
Which one? The one who played Hermione?
Yeah, Hermione Granger.
Yeah, Emma Roberts, I guess.
Yeah, Emma Roberts, I think. I hope I'm right. Hermione Granger, anyway. She gave a really beautiful speech where she was saying she doesn't want to be treated the same as a man. She just wants for her to get the same human treatment. Because a lot of times, people forget that women are also human. You know, as in they think women are just this, like, baby-making machines. Your work is just, you know, like, stay home, cook, clean, make babies, and your life is over.
But is that in practice these days? It's not?
It's not in practice, but then you see, that's what our minds are registered to do. So that's how people are going to treat you. So it's like, if you want a job, you're not going to give it to a woman because you expect this woman kazi yake ni kukaa nyumbani.
At some point she'll get pregnant.
Exactly. At some point she's going to do this or something. So you're going to give it to a man. Or like, if you want let me say like something like in the music industry. If you want like to give like a good award, you know. Okay. Nowadays at least women are up in the music industry, but then Kitambo, it was very strange for a woman to do really well in the music industry because they expected her to just like, you know, you're a woman, you know, as in you're a woman, so you know.
But I
so,
feel like
feminism,
the
is just
arts industry, apart from getting the big awards and all that, apart from getting, I feel like the arts industry is one of the most. Was one of the
liberal.
Most progressive and liberal because women got their shots. In as much as they didn't get the highest awards, they got their shots. You know, like the lady who played Mami, she's called, is it Hattie McDaniel or something? There's this lady who played a Mami, literally her entire filmography.
Wow.
And she got an Oscar once. And once she got that Oscar, she couldn't even attend the main event.
Yeah.
They had to give her an Oscar in the lobby. She was getting
the
whole Oscar.
Oscar,
and that was in the '50s.
Yeah.
So I feel like the arts industry sort of kind of tried to be progressive in the really hard times when feminism was not non-existent.
But do you think it wasn't radical?
It wasn't.
It was
radical.
It was radical.
In a, you know, radical
would make
be
change?
I am going to burn down the Oscars building if they don't give me an Oscar.
No, radical isn't like violence.
Radical is
I'm not going to shut up. Radical is I am going to fight. I don't have to fight with my hands. Radical is you're not going to kill my
radical
spirit.
Radical denotes extreme. See there?
Yeah.
The word radical denotes
really,
extreme.
Really does.
It does. Look it up.
Maybe.
So if what they did was active feminism, they actually fought for their rights within the confines of how they could do it. Because even like, look like someone like Dorothy Dandridge. Dorothy Dandridge was the Beyoncé of the time. At the time, or even Aretha Franklin.
Yes.
There are people who were so talented, had a voice, but couldn't be as big as they wanted to
male
because they didn't have agency. Because males always were on top of them. But I feel when you say radical, it's sort of tells them, fight, get out in the streets, shoot people, you know. And that is not how to elicit change. The best way to change someone is not to force them. It is to show them and make them understand that this is the way to do it.
So unfortunately, we've come to a close.
We're definitely going
to continue with this conversation. This is deep, as you have heard.
Just save it.
So watch out for part two. And I'll see you next time. Bye, guys.